Okay, let's get into Shabbos Daf Lamed Ches. We are up to the Gemara here, right? We started the Mishnah yesterday of Bameh Behema. And the Pnei Yehoshua described why this parak is here, because this also has to do with the Nyanim of Erev Shabbos. Just like we have to get ready the candles on Erev Shabbos, we have to get ready how we set up the food on Erev Shabbos, Shehiya. We also have to get ready our animals to make sure they're not violating any Isurim for us on our behalf. We mentioned the two issues of Shvisas, Behemto, and Mechamer, which might be different according to Tosfos and the Ritva. The other Rishonim, that when it says Losasa Kol Malacha in the Torah, that's only referring to Mechamer, where the animal is doing Malacha for me, but Shvisas Behemto, which is generally other, and I'm doing with him. The animal is plowing with me, the animal is doing something like that with me, but just Stam Shvisas Behemto, with animal having to do a Malacha, so then that would be just included in the assay of Tishbos on Shabbos. We mentioned that only would include certain malachas. Like, we didn't mention this, the Mechilta says, the Rashi quotes, that one doesn't have to worry that your animal's eating grass on Shabbos outside in the backyard, right? Even though one is not allowed to pick grass themselves and harvest grass themselves, that would be the malacha of kotzer. But for the animal to eat grass, that's not a problem, because if we prevent the animal from eating grass, that would be tsar, that wouldn't be minucha. And therefore the Mechilta says not all malachas are included in the iser of shvisas behemto, but only some, as we will see. So the Mishnah said that what is the animal allowed to go out with? So the yesod of the Mishnah was, as long as what the animal is wearing is called a tachshit, something that is batel to the animal, gives the animal some type of basic protection, so then that is okay. But the second that is extra, that is called a masa, so then that would be usur for the animal to for the animal to wear. So we start with the Gemara. The Gemara notes, Bameh behema yotza, bameh ina yotza v'chulu. So the Gemara is being medayik, that it says that a gamal, a camel, is allowed to go out with an afsar, a halter, but a naka only with a chotem. It seems like the diak is that a horse, which is mentioned later on, could go out with a share, but could go out with a collar, but not with an afsar. An afsar is a higher level of protection. So the Mishnah seems to say, the diak is, that if there is a higher level of restraint, of guarding, that we can put on the animal, one is not allowed to do that. That would be called a masa. So the Gemara says that that's against this brisa. Tani, Rabbi Shalba, Rabbi Yossi, Bishim Aviv, Arba Behemos, Tibshachos Ba'afsa. There are four animals that could wear an afsar, which is a higher level of restraint. Ve'elohein, Hasus, Vahapered, Hagamol, Vahachamor. The horse, the mule, the gamal, the camel, and the chamor, the donkey, all of these four. So you see, Bryce is against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah does not allow a horse to have an afsar. Amar Reb Chizkiya, v'simana, and how do you remember these four animals? Because there's a pasuk in Zechariah that says, v'chein tihiya, magifas hasus, v'aperet, agamal, v'achamor. Right, all those four animals will be in the plague. So these four animals are mentioned. They all have the same, it's a remez, that they all go together. Rav Amar, Allah, Rabbi Shaul Bar Yossi. And Rav says, we even paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbi Shaul Bar Yossi. Against the Mishnah, we paskin like the horse is allowed to have this higher level. It's not called a masa. It's just called simply part of what the animal needs to function. And therefore, the animal could go out with it. Livdikis, the next animal on the list, the naka, and the livdikis could go out with a primbia a bit. So the Gemara says piece of kli that's in his mouth, and that's what he's allowed to go out with to control its eating. Is tani lavdikis? Man, if some have the word lagdikis instead of livdikis. So Manda Amar livdikis, according to one that says livdikis, that's based on the pasuk al shame, based on the pasuk in Daniel, which mentions the lubim vikushim b'mitzadav. Right, and that's the lubim, it's like from the Libya. So livdikis, these types of animals that come from Libya. Manda Amar lagdikis avamtim. Lagdikis, those are avamtim. What are avamtim? Mau avamtim? Chamar salak. Today is in the carbon haida. What is a chamar salak? Either a tall camel, that's the second day. God a chamor. I'm sorry, a tall donkey that is as tall as a a camel, right? Chamor shegada va'ala kegamal, or a type of chamor shegalalus b'mayim v'lashupo, a swimming donkey, says the Karban Eda. Va'ambatus al shem ambati, and then ambatus is from the word ambati, bath, sheroch tzinbas. Different day is what it is, but either way, different versions, whether it's a livdikis or a lagdikis. The Gemara continues. Once we mentioned the idea of the lubim, some type of donkeys from Libya, the Gemara says, and anyway, people from Libya, Rabbi Yona Amar, Rav Oshia boy, Gerim haba'im mi lubi, converts that come from lubi, ma'olahatim lem shlosha daros. Do we have to wait 3 daros for them? What does that mean, 3 daros? This is relating to the iser of marrying a Mitzri. A Mitzri convert is allowed to convert, but the first 3 generations cannot marry a born Jew. Banim asher yivaldulem dar shlishi yavolem bekal Hashem. Only from the 3rd generation can they marry into the Kahal. The first 3 not. Some nations, Ammon and Moab, we know, are out forever. Ammon and Moab can never marry in, the males, but the females can. But when it comes to the Mitzriim, it's after 3 generations. So Lubi, are these people, are they allowed to marry? Do we have to wait? Are they considered Egyptians? Because after all, they border Egypt. So Amar Rabbi Yonah ben Tsruya, interesting, ben Tsruya, like Avishai ben Tsruya, David's sister. Amar Rabbi Yonah ben Tsruya, min ma danan chami, haim pula mitzraya. Well, we see these Egyptian beans, kidon rativ, when they are moist and fresh, inun safkan le lubi, they're called lubi. Kidu nagiv, and when they're dry, inun safkan le pul mitzri, they're called pull mitzri. So you see the beans, sometimes they're called lubi, sometimes they're called mitzri. So hada amra. So we know from the fact that this is what they're called, that reflects something essential and not just a normative what people do. Hada amra, ger mi lubi tzor l'hadash lo shodaras. The fact that the beans are both called lubi and mitzri, depending on their state, so that shows that there's a connection between them, and the lubis are considered mitzriyim. You have to wait 3 generations. Hada amra hu lubi hu mitzri. Right? It's, they're both in the same category. Good. A couple of points to make. First, as I noted, Rashi quotes in Dvarim that mitzriyim are considered not as bad as Ammon and Moab. Right? The pasuk says in, Chav Gimel Ches, here in Midvarim, lo sasaiv adomi ki achichahu, lo sasaiv mitzri ki gera yisav arso. Don't totally reject and hate the Adomis, Edom, from Esav, ki achichu, he's your brother. Lo sasai mitzri, ki ger ha-yitzav v'yartzo. You are a ger in his land. They were so nice to us. Rashi quotes, again, unusual. Lo sasai v'adomi l'gamre. Ava pisha roi l'cha l'ta'avo. Shiasav acherev l'krasecha. They weren't nice to you, they came out with a sword. But lo sasai mitzri, mi kol v'cho. Don't totally reject the mitzriim. Even though they threw your baby boys into the river. That's pretty bad. They gave you a place to live for a couple of years. Your place to live. They wanted to kill you at maybe the first couple of years. But either way, the Gemara compares that to Ammon and Moab. And the Gemara says, well, it's worse to be a machti that it is to be a horeg. And therefore, because they were just horeg and they were a machti, so that's why it is not, they're not as bad. So that's what Rashi quotes. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, interesting, in Tavkuf Samach Gimel, where the Chinuch counts the mitzvahs asay of, mitzvahs los asay first, Tavkuf Samach Gimel, of not being marchik, los is sa'ev, right, mitzri and edomi, so laharchik zera esa mehischateinim zera Yisrael. Acher, she is gairu, ela achlosha doros. That's the mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Sholaharchik zera esav acher, she is gairu. Klomar, shalom nimna mehischateini mohem. Do not prevent and withhold yourself from marrying them. She'em mohem iser kmo ba'amon u'moav. They're not usher forever like Ammon and Moav. Ela mutar mehem acher shnei doros. After the 2 generations, they are mutar. And that's what the pasuk says, as we quoted before. Dor shlishi, how do you get there though, if you can't marry? So the first 2 generations, they have to marry each other. Dor shlishi, hu ben bno shel hager. V'yamru zechorno levracha, mitzris mu'uberes shenizgaira, famous case, and Yavam Zayiches, much discussed by the Rishonim, a mitzris mu'uberes shenizgaira, ba'oda mu'uberes, a mitzris, a pregnant mitzris that converted while she was mu'uberes, bina hu nikra sheni. Okay, fine, detail. Shorsha mitzvah nigla. What's the message of this mitzvah, says the Chiddach? Ki hu lo hodienu, shelo nisnaheg be'isser imzera edom, v'lo narchikim b'kal v'chomer mibrei amon. Lomar. We shouldn't say the kal v'chomer of amon emov, b'shvil pam achas, shelo kadmu osanu b'lechem v'amayim, hirchiku hirchaknu hakel mehem. One time on Amon Amoav when we were going into Eretz Yisrael, right? They didn't come out with us. Lo kidmu. They didn't bring us bread and water. So Edomim u'Mitzriim shetziru es Yisrael kama alachas kama v'kama. Edom and Mitzrayim, they subjugated us for 210 years. Terrible. So you could say a kavachomer. Of course they have to stay out. Alkein basanu azara alehem shaloli imanim ischatim b'am. The Torah comes and says, no. Don't keep them away. Why? So there he says something very different than Rashi. Rashi says, oh, it's worse to Machti. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ki ashibudim sheshibdu heim banu gzeiras Hashem yaleinu. Their shibud was a gzeira. Reb Rispein Abasarim. Ve'ein lanu l'kvoa alehem sina bilvavenu alkach. We shouldn't have hatred for them. V'yachinu yikaru behisgairam. They should be called our brothers. When they convert, ubam lachsos tachas kanfi yeshchina, and they decide, ubam nemoav tamacher al sinasan. Lual inyan hanavala hagdola shemasos vavam lachsos hakol kamosh kasafti besamach. What he wrote in Tavkuf Samach Aleph. So he brings up the issue that the Rambam and the Ramban and other Rishonim discuss, and that is, well, it was supposed to happen anyway. They were supposed to. It was nigzar. It was decreed that we were supposed to be in a land not ours, but eretz lahem, and therefore you can't blame them as much. Or at least forever, and therefore, once it becomes the third generation, you can marry in. This relates to the Rambam, obviously, but really, it was supposed to happen. That's why the Rambam asked the question, Hilchos Teshuvah, at the end of Perek Vav. So why were they punished at all? Why were they punished? That Don Anochi, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Don Anochi, I'm going to judge them. What are you going to judge them? What do you mean it was supposed to be? It was already nigzar. So what exactly is the reason for the punishment? Follow Kasab Torah, the Rambam says. Vavadim ve'inu osam hare gazar ala mitzriim lasos ra v'ksiv v'kama amazeh v'zanach ve'lenech haaretz. We're supposed to do avodah zara in the future, right? So why is there piraon here at all? So says the Rambam. The Rambam says l'fishalo gazar al ish ploni hayadua. Both of these are against really the chinuch. At least has to be worked out, not a contradiction, but it's going in a different direction. The Rambam says that because there was no gzeira on any specific person, shlo gazar al ish ploni hayadua shehu azonet, the one who would do avodah zara. El kol echad ve'echad me'osam azonim la'avod akum ilu ratzalavo lohayi ba'oved. Okay, they could have said, well, it's not going to be me. Hashem is just saying in general, this is going to happen. Or, v'chein, skipping a couple of lines, ha-mitzriim, kol echad ve'echad me'osan ha-mitzarim, v'ha-meirim li'Yisrael. Why were they punished? Because every one of the Egyptians that did bad to us, ilu lo ratza lahara lahem, harashas biyado. If they would have wanted to hold back and not do, they could have done that. Other mitzriim could have fulfilled. Shelo gazar al ish yadua, elo hodiu shesof zaro asid lehish tabed beres dolahem. This is just what's going to be. V'kfar bar amarnu shein koach b'adam leid dahech chadakadosh baruch hu dvarim asidim lios hadus Hashem. No, before it happens, that's the Rambam. If you look at the Ravid here, if you look at the Ramban, what do you mean? If there's a gzera that Hashem says this is going to happen, you should jump to do it. Why, you're not going to do it. You should jump to do it. I don't understand this, says the Ravid. Amar Avram, Elahim arichus dvarim she'enon mitubalim. V'chaye roshi, kimat ani omer she'en divrei narus. I think it's a youthful, immature idea. Yomer habore lezonim lama zanita, v'alino eskartich b'shem, sh'tobar la shekazai, I didn't mention you by name? I don't think that's a good approach, says the Ravid. No, and he quotes for the in the Mitzriim ain't a sheila. I think the Mitzriim, you know why they were punished? Two reasons, says the Ravid. Ha echad ki adavar yadua sheina bore nifra me adam ra ela barami menu v'yachar she yifra mizeh yachzer v'yifra min harami menu birisho. Because Hashem has set up this system that a person is going to get punished, and therefore somebody's going to smack this person in the face. But still, the person who did the smacking is also going to get punished. Everything is connected. Everything has a sitter, right? What does Hillel say in Pirkei Avos? Right? He sees a skull and he says, you deserved it, and the one who sunk you and drowned you is going to get punished also. Everything is connected. V'cheinu omer hoy Ashur shevet api. Right, also by Ashur. V'pnei rishachav. Hashem said this about many. V'amitzriyim gamkein. And then number two is they went above and beyond. Right, Hashem said you're going to be serving in another land, but subservient and subjugated and babies thrown in. V'amitzriyim gamkein rishom hayu. V'ru'uyim l'makos ha'heim. V'ilu shamu l'moshe b'tchila. V'shalchos Yisrael lo hayu lokim. V'lo tavu bayam. If they would have sent them out right away, they wouldn't have drowned or got hit. Aval zdono shapara ubazuso. Es bori is barach that the paro disgraced Hashem. L'frei shilucha hu garam lo. That was all number one. That was all number one, that even though Hashem says, but still, they're still going to get punished for it. That's why Hashem set up the system. Vahasheni, and this is what I mentioned, ki abori amar va'inu osam, v'heim avdu v'hem b'farech, v'heim misu mehem, v'tavu mehem. The Ramban also says this. Kinyin shenemar nika safti ma'at, v'heim azru l'ra, l'fichach, nizchayv. That's the Rambam again, Hilchos Shuvah, the Rambam Ravid, in Vavhei, that relating to the Sefer HaChinuch, who mentions here the issue of the Mitzrayim not being as bad as compared to the reason that Rashi brought. The other issue that we could talk about here is Geirus in general. Again, we don't have time to go into it properly in Maseches Yevamos, but remember, if we have time at the end, we'll go back. In Yoni Geirus, that's spoken about here, but Mitzrayim, any of the Geirim, all of those halachas, interesting, are learned out from Har Sinai. All of the details of Geirus that we have, Bizman HaZeh, are learned out from Har Sinai, because we were considered Geirim at that time. We converted, right, Mila, Tfila, Arzal Zdam, all of those details were learned out from Har Sinai. The Rambam has this in the beginning of Hilchas, beginning of Perak Yud Gimel, of Hilchas Yisrei Biyah, where the Rambam says, Bishlosh Edvarim Nechnusu Yisrael Labris, B'mila, v'tfila, v'karban. Those are the three ways that we went into the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mila, tfila, and karban. And the Rambam goes through, v'chein l'doros, kishayirtza ha'akum, lihikanez labris. If any non-Jew ever wants to come in to the covenant with Hashem, will his tofei v'tachas kanfei ha'shchina, v'yikab alav al Torah, three lashonas the Rambam has. To be part of the bris, to be under the wings of the Shechina, and to accept all Torah, we can analyze each of those phrases, tzarech mila tfila vartzaz karban. You need all three. Vim nekevahi, and if it's a woman, tfila of a karban, those two, shenemar kachem kager. Ma atem, b'mila v'tfila vartzaz karban, afagert, ledoros, mila tfila vartzaz karban. So what about Bizman HaZeh, if a ger comes? So again, a ger is missing his karban. Maybe Bana Beis HaMikdash, if the Beis HaMikdash is brought in, the ger is still alive, he has to bring the karban. There's a machlokas, whether a ger is halachically considered a mechusrei kapara. Machlokas tadan. The second parak, I think, of Maseches Krisus is called Arba'a Mechusrei Kapara, and there's a machlokas there. We know Zav, Anida, Yoled, not a Nida, but a Zav, a Yoledes, a Mitzora are all called Mechusrei Kapara. What about a ger? So that's the discussion in the Mishnah there. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had spoke about different types of animals, what they're allowed to go out with, including a luvdikis and a sus and a gamal, a naka, all of these. So now, this comment is just brought over. Rabbi Chaim Kadiyaski, the Karban Eda, says this comment is brought over from the Sugin Maseches Kilayim, where the Mishnah there spoke about whether you're allowed to lead a luvdikis and a gamal with the same hand and put their both of their leashes in your hand together. Is that going to be kilai behema? When a kilai behema is cross-breeding and cross-working and cross-leading. So because we spoke about luvdikis there and luvdikis here, so this is also part of that sugya, even though that has nothing to do with us, the next line. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachman, Rabbi Oshia says there's a machlokas there between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about how do you determine if you have a mule that has parents of a horse and a camel, or a horse and a donkey. So what's kilayim of the children? So Rabbi Yehuda says, ein choshesh lezera ha'av. That's Rabbi Yehuda. You go by the mother. That's how you determine whether it's kilayim or not. The mother. Even if the fathers are different animals, different species, if the mothers are the same, that's all you have to worry about. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ein choshishin lezera ha'av. Don't worry about the father. And the Chacham say, no, you do have to worry about the father. So the Gemara here says, Halacha k'divrei Talmud. Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Like the Talmud, that ein choshishin lezera ha'av. Divrei Chachamim come in pardos echad. The Chachamim say all types of mules are the same. Meaning, even if there is a difference between the father and the mother, and they flipped, right? This one has the mother a horse and the father a donkey, and the opposite, it's all menechad. It's all menechad, it's all one type of mule, and therefore it wouldn't be kalayim. It's mutter ze im ze. But Rabbi Yehuda says, you always go by the mother. Fine. The Gemara is bothered that why here in our Mishnah does the Mishnah say that a horse could go out with a collar, a shear, and all balei shear could go out with a shear? Just say all balei shear. What do you have to give the example of a horse? Just say all of them. So the Gemara says, well, this is how the Mishnah sometimes talks. It gives one example and then generalizes it. Just like it says later on, the Pnei Moshe explains, just like it says later on, Le'inyin Isser, on Tamar's daf, on daf Lamites, right, it says that certain animals are not allowed to go out with a mitul teles. V'chein shar kol behema. It gives one example of a gamal, and then says, so too other animals. Kamad Tamar, Le'inyin Isser, V'chein kol shar behema, Le'inyin Heter. Just like in the next Mishnah, it says Le'inyin Isser, gives one example, and then says, and all. So too in our Mishnah, that's how the Mishnah sometimes talks. It gives one example, V'asus b'sher, and then says, all ba'alei sher. V'chein asus b'sher. We continue. One second, but now the Gemara then says that towards the end of the Mishnah, that if you have a collar that's tameh, you could put it into the mikvah and be mazeh on it, paraduma ashes, even if it's still on the animal. Says the Gemara, the collar then we're talking about became tameh. V'lo kein tani, didn't we learn? Kol kachshite nashim tameim. All tachshitim and jewelry and ornaments of a person are makabal tuma. V'tachshite behema taurin, but a tachshit of a behema, if it's not functional, if it's just purely for adornment and for jewelry of the animal, that's not makabal tuma. Right? So if it's just adornments, if it's not functional. So therefore, what are we talking about in our Mishnah? Right? It sounds like, isn't that an adornment? And the Gemara says, no. Tiptar basuyin lahanosein. Right? It must be that we're talking about, in the Mishnah, we're talking about a functional item. It's there to lead the animal. You put a collar on the animal to put a rope around it to lead it, and therefore it's functional, and therefore it's going to be makabal tuma. Says the Gemara, what? It's there to lead the animal, and you're going to pull the animal? Venosachritz? Right? Aren't you then going to make a furrow when you pull the animal? The animal might drag and make a chritz. So wouldn't that be a problem if that's what we're talking about? The types of this is they say you're allowed to have this out on Shabbos. Elik Rabbi Shimon, a must like Rabbi Shimon, who holds Rabbi Shimon miskaven is mutter. D'tanya, as we've said a number of times already in the Masechta, lo yagur adam es ha mita, the es ha kise, the es ha safsal. One shouldn't drag a batted chair, a bench, v'esha katedra, or a comfy chair, mibneish osachritz, because it's going to make a ditch, and one would violate the isser of choresh. Rabbi Shimon Matar, Shimon says it's mutter, because it's tavashin b'skavin, it might not happen. Fine. Amar Rav Chinna says, the following is also based on Rabbi Shimon, kada datani, the Brisa says, different types of doors. Our doors today are attached with hinges, and therefore there's no problem with opening and closing a door. Right? That's not the malacha of bone. That's not building, because after all, that's attached, and it's what we've called derech tashmisho, Rav Ribiyad and others. Right? That's meant mode of usage. A door is meant to be open to close, open to close. If you have a door that's not attached at all, right? You have a board that you use as a door. So when you open the door, you take the board off. And then when you want to close the door, you put the board back on and you somehow seal it up to the hole. That would be bone. That would be bone. At least bone to Rabbanon. But what happens if you have a door that's hanging from on top? Just holding, it's like some hooks on top and it swings. It swings and it drags a little bit on the floor. So that's what the Bryce is talking about. Right? So that, you're allowed to open and close on Shabbos. Tani, deles, goreres, a door that drags is held up on top. Machzeles, goreres, or instead of a door, you have a mat that hangs. Kinkilod, all of the gorer, or you have a type of gate that hangs from the top. Posech v'dol b'Shabbos, you're allowed to use it, open and close it. V'enzorach l'ar v'yatav, v'etsholi ayatav. What's the chiddush? Even though it's gorer, even though it might be smoothing or doing something to the ground, that's okay because it might not, and therefore that's also like Rabbi Shimon. Vitani Kain also, we also learn, Machzeles, Shikshur Vitluya Ba'amud, some type of mat that's hanging, tied up on a certain type of pole and hanging down. There's no chash there of dragging, also like Rabbi Shimon. Period. Umaz and Alema told him in Koman, and also the Mishnah said you're allowed to leave the collar on and sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma. And Bitovelit Tamantaninan. One second. Didn't we learn later on in the Mishnah in two daf from now? Lotitpo Bahen. If a woman has certain types of ribbons in her hair, she is not allowed to go to the mikveh with them at Shetarapim until she loosens them. But Karmar Hachin. So here, how could the collar, how could you allow the animal be tovel with the collar on? Isn't there a problem of chatzitza? Because the water is not going to get in. The Gemara answers no. Amar Rebbe Mana, kan barafim, kan ba'afutzim. Right? When it comes to the Mishnah here, we're talking about a loose collar. So water can clearly get underneath and therefore it's not a problem. Ba'afutzim, that Mishnah there later on is talking about tight ribbons on the hair. And therefore that says that a woman would have to open it and loosen it before she goes to the mikvah. Right? This chatzitza, issue of chatzitza, interposition by mikvah, by hair, by body, right? The whole simon in Yoredeya, kuf tzadi ches, many different, how long is that simon? Sif, we're not going to read it right now, but the sif is 48, mem ches seifim, there in Yoredeya. So we'll see, at some point we'll review that. Okay, halacha base next Mishnah here. Chamar yotzi b'mardas b'manchik shurlo. A chamar donkey could go out with a mardas. It's like a saddle bag that you sit on. So it could go out with a mardas when it's tied on. When it's tied on, because if it wouldn't be tied on, we're worried maybe it might fall off and then you might have to pick it up and walk. Dalar was with it in Rosh Hashanah. But when it's on, it warms the animal, and therefore it's considered basic need, and it could go out with it on Shabbos. Hazachar Yotz and Levuvin, rams could go out Levuvin. Each of these will be discussed by the Gemara. What a Levuvin will see with their, from the word lave, heart, with some protection on its heart, because other attacking animals sometimes would attack it in that spot. So if it has that protection on it, it would be not attacked by those animals. Rechelo, certain types of female rams, riotas, shechuzas, could go out with their tail up in order to allow the males to go onto it. Kavulos, tail down. Kavunos, we'll see, covered so that the wool remains white. Va'izim, saruros, and the izim, the goats, could go out with their udders tied. Sarur, their udders tied. Why? We'll see. Rebiosi, osa, because seems like because you don't want the milk to come out, you want to save the milk. Rabbi Yossi Oser Bekulon Chutzpan Rechelo Chakvunos. Rabbi Yossi thinks all these are extra; they're called masa, except for the Rechelim Kavunos covering the wool. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Izim Yotzim Tsroes Liyabesh Avol LaChalev. Rabbi Yehuda says the goats could go out tied to dry up the udders, but not lachalev, not to catch the milk. Rashi and Tosfos in Daf Nun Gimel say to catch the milk. If it's there to catch the milk, then you're carrying the milk. That for sure is a problem. So l'chalav might here mean to catch the milk and keep it in the udder so that you can have it afterwards. Okay, we'll see more in the Gemara. Chamar yotzei merdas v'chulu. The donkey could go out with this merdas, with this saddle bag on. Shmuel amar bikshura lo me'erev Shabbos. It has to be what it says. It could go out when it's tied on, that you tied it from before Shabbos. Because you can't tie it on Shabbos. Why? Not because of the Machav Kosher. Let's say you don't make a permanent knot that's going to be there for more than 24 hours. But even so, because you're going to lean on the animal when you need to tie it. And we know, just like we had earlier in the Masechta, you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos, or even stud the Elon. You can't use an animal. The same Gzeira included, Hishtamshus Bibahema, and therefore, you have to do it before Shabbos, or else you'd be leaning on the animal. Chanin miguftaya Omar kumi Shmuel Rav Chia Bar Ashi lo noakein. He said in front of Shmuel that Rav Chia Bar Ashi wasn't knowing like this. He tied it on Shabbos. He didn't think it was a problem. Omar le noig Rav bekalstirin. No, Rav was knowing he matured by a kalstirin. That's like a feed bag that you put over the neck of the animal. That you'd be able to put on without leaning on the animal. That's what Rav was matir. The Tani Zacharim Yotzin bekalstirin. Right? So he didn't think only that's mutter, because you don't have to lean on the animal, Rav Chaim Gadievsky explains, but the merdas would be a problem because that you have to lean on the animal. Hey, so Rav Acha bar Papa Kumi Rav Zira. But 1 second, Vatani, didn't we learn Chavol Shu Kasher Bepara Kosher Asa Beivos? If you have a rope that's tied onto a cow, you could tie the other end onto the feeding trough. Beivos Kosher Asa Bepara, and if it's tied onto the trough, you could tie it onto the cow. So Nicha Bepara Kosher Asa Beivos. I understand if the one end is tied onto the cow, you could tie the other onto the avos, because that's not, you're not going to be leading on the animal. I understand that's mutter. Beivos Kosher Asa Bepara. But 1 second, the other way, if it's tied onto the trough already, right, you could tie it onto the cow, but you'd be leaning on the animal. Maybe if you tie a non-permanent knot, that's mutter. Says the Gemara, what difference does that make? Maybe that's different for kosher, but not for leaning. Amar Rav Yossi, Shani Yitzdadei Behema, Ben Kesher Shu Shokayama, Ben Kesher Sheinu Shokayama. What difference would it make if you tie a permanent and non-permanent? The issue here is in the malach of kosher. The issue here is leaning on the animal. So Amar Rav Shammai, Tipa Tarker Shem Ben Elazar. Maybe this brisa that allows it is like Shem Ben Elazar who says, there's no issue of leaning on the animal. The Tani of Shem Ben Elazar, Omer Mutal Ashtamich Al Sadi Behema Beshabbos, Heat Study Behema Heat Study Elon. See, matters, we don't paskin that way. That's what Shem Ben Elazar says, and therefore there is no problem according to that brisa. Amar Rav Yimana, or a different answer. Maybe the brisa is not talking, it's even like the Rabbanan, and that which is allowed, it doesn't mean in the actual cow. Loba para atzma airi, says the Karban Ha'edah. It means a rope on a rope. And therefore that would be okay. Good. So there's a lot more about the malach of kosher, but not for now. Just a little bit, some of these items. Zechar Yosef and Levuvin, the rams could go out. Levuvin, shu nosin or mivur sinin kenegalib. We put a type of or processed or protecting the heart. Vehu masers net keneged chaya, that protects against other animals that might attack it. Rechelim Yosef shechuzos. Rechelim could go out shechuzos. That means with their tail up. Is tani tani shechuzos? Is tani tani shuzos? Both of those are a reference to the tail up, which allows the male to come and be with the female. Manda amar shuzos mi atatan kama detemar shish zona minatsura slave. A pasuk that talks about a zona which is open. Shish zona is like shuzos, and that's where this comes from, keeping the tail up. Manda amar shuzos kama detemar in mashchizen esasakin. You sharpen and prepare the knife. So this is also preparing the female for the male to be with her, and therefore that's the lashon of shechuzos. Okay, one of those two is what the Mishnah means, but either way it means keeping the tail up, that would be allowed according to the Tanakhama and not allowed according to Reb Yossi. We will stop here. We'll continue here in Bamei Behema next time, again in this couple of Dafim Perek, before we get to Bamei Isha, which talk all about the human going out for the Malacha of Hotzah.